From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Reactions continue over an intelligence report which notes Russian President Vladimir Putin directed a cyber campaign to meddle in the November U.S. presidential election won by Donald Trump. President Obama spoke on the ABC News program this week.
The report is very clear. Number one, the Russians sought to interfere with the election process, that the cyber hacking that took place by the Russians was part of that campaign, and that they had a clear preference in terms of outcomes.
In the past, Mr. Trump has said he does not believe the Russians used computer hacking to affect the outcome of the election. China said it opposes any contact between Taiwanese leaders and U.S. officials a day after Taiwan's president Tsai Ing-wen met with U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Cruz said China does not have the right to say with whom U.S. officials can meet. President-elect Donald Trump drew criticism from China when he spoke by phone with Tsai shortly after he was elected in November. North Korea says it could test launch an intercontinental ballistic missile at any time and from any location of its choosing. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter spoke on NBC News about being prepared for a North Korea missile attack. North Korea TV reported the hostile policy of the U.S. is what they say is to blame for the reaction coming out of North Korea. And Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell is telling Democrats to grow up and not put any roadblocks for confirmation hearings for President-elect Donald Trump. This is VOA News. From Iranian President Akbar Hashemi, Rafsanjani has died at the age of 82. Rafsanjani's son, Yasser, said his father was always worried about others, and even at his death, he was thinking of the people of Iran and what was best for them. Rafsanjani's death comes ahead of presidential elections in May, and some observers say it could be a blow to the moderate president, who allied himself with Rafsanjani to win the 2013 election and went on to resolve Iran's long standoff with the West on the nuclear program. His funeral will be held in Tehran Tuesday. Iran has announced 3 days of mourning, including a public holiday on Tuesday. Rafsanjani was president from 1989 to 1997. The 2017 Golden Globe Awards were handed out late Sunday in Beverly Hills, California. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association's annual awards are a draw for filmmakers and actors looking to create some buzz ahead of February's Academy Awards. This year's ceremony was expected to draw 20 million worldwide viewers. American actress Meryl Streep received the Cecil B. DeMille Award for Lifetime Achievement. Coming of Age, Moonlight won Best Motion Picture Drama, while the whimsical musical La La Land won for Best Musical or Comedy. Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone won Best Actor and Actress prizes for La La Land. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has blamed Sunday's truck attack in Jerusalem on terrorists.
At the scene of Sunday's attack, Netanyahu said authorities had identified the attacker as a Palestinian from East Jerusalem.
We know the identity of the attacker. According to all the signs, he is a supporter of Islamic State.
Netanyahu said authorities have found a link between the Jerusalem attack and similar attacks last year in France and Germany, but he did not give details. He said security forces blockaded the East Jerusalem neighborhood where the truck driver lived and are planning other measures to prevent similar attacks. 4 people were killed and at least 15 others were injured when the truck rammed into a group of soldiers standing next to a tour bus. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Russia and the Philippines are considering joint naval exercises, a link that would advance Manila's move toward a multi-country foreign policy in the bulk of its military while giving both sides a chance to stand up to the United States. Moscow sent a destroyer and a naval oil tanker to a port in Manila last week for a 5-day goodwill visit. Philippines president says he saw the Russian ship visit as a chance to strengthen naval relations. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.